Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
Welcome, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power. This is the Power Hour. Power Hours, however long we run tonight. And tonight we are having an on-air Ostara ritual, and I am joined by my partner in life, Robin Albright McKean. Hey, hello, my lady. Are you there?
Hi. Did you forget my name for a second?
No. I'm building it up. And,
thank you.
And my partner in crime, Reverend Onyx.
Hello, 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 everyone.
All right. And our ritualists for tonight, we've got Shira and Vega. Hey, guys, are you with us?
Hi there.
I think I'm here.
All right, we hear you.
Excellent.
That's good.
Well, you're not here, so that eliminates one place you could be.
I don't know where I am.
I feel that way all the time.
But wherever you go, there you are.
Where I am. Yeah, and wherever I go,
there you are.
So, you know.
That's it.
So, all righty then. Well, how's everybody doing? We got one person we're kind of waiting for. See if she makes it. Give her just a couple of minutes. So how's everybody been doing? Seems like a month since I spoke to any of you guys.
It's been at least that long.
Yeah, so what's going on with you guys up there in the Northwest?
Well, let's see. It's been cold and wet and rainy, just like it always is here.
But it snows white blossoms.
And pink blossoms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we still got snow on the ground here, so I'm just done. Went to the desert for 3 weeks, thought I'd come back and miss most of winter, and I'll be damned if it didn't just stick around and wait for me to come back. So... yeah, I'm just done with it. So, all right. Well, it doesn't look like she's going to make it. So, we're just going to move forward and take care of things. So, tonight, I want to welcome everybody that is in the chat room, everyone that's listening live, and everyone that listens to the archives to our Ostara ritual episode. And with that, my lady, if you would take it away.
Yes, sir, I will. B Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We have come together in spirit to celebrate Ostara as the reawakening of the earth begins again, and we seek the balance both within and without, the balance of day and night, dark and light.
Focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Feel the energy of the universe flowing into your crown. Feel it filling your head and stopping at your third eye. Now become aware of your third eye chakra. See it spinning. See it spinning and then opening. And the light flows down to your throat. Feel the energy build behind your throat chakra. Become aware of your throat chakra as it spins and spins and opens. And the energy flows into your chest and stops at your heart. Now become aware of your heart chakra. Feel the energy building behind it. Feel the energy pushing. See the chakra spinning. Spinning and then it opens. And the energy fills you till it stops at your solar plexus. Feel the energy building. See the chakra at your solar plexus spinning. Spinning, spinning, and then it opens. And the energy flows to your second chakra. There, see the chakra spinning. Feel the pressure building. See it spinning. See it spinning, and then it opens. And the energy flows, stopping at your root chakra. Feel the pressure building. Pushing, building, become aware of your root chakra spinning, spinning, and then it opens. And feel the energy flowing through your entire body, into your legs, into your arms, filling you completely with the divine love and the divine light. Now see all the colors of all of the chakras mingle together. Feel the light filling your body. Feel and see the light filling your arms and down into your hands and fingers. Extend your arms. Feel and see the light and the divine energy flowing from your hands. The hands of all of the other people in this ritual. See the light, see the streams of light like webs, like filaments in a web as it braids its way across the earth, around the planet, surrounding it with love and light and the divine energy. See all of us in the circle, connected by these webs of light, surrounded by love, and full of the divine. This is a time between the realms. We create a world of our own. This is the we, who are connected by the light of the universe, together here tonight, to honor our God.
You are comfortable, warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You're acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility, safe, ready, protected, and reaching out toward your gods. Inside this sacred space cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine. I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Arboreus of legends old.
Rings of power forged in gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Spirits of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us at Astara. Share with us your gifts, your winds that spread the seeds of fresh ideas, inspiration to create new art and surge forward on the path to a new learning and the potential of spring. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us at Astara. Share with us your gifts, your fires that burn so bright and warm. They renew us and fuel our passions, igniting the spring with our desires and encourages us to new interactions and adventures. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Spirits of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and invite you to join at Astara. Share with us your gifts, the waters of cleansing, the thrill of new emotion and intuition to look forward with anticipation of things to come. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Spirits of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us at Astara. Share with us your gifts of integration, your peaceful healing energies, and the abundance of a fruitful garden in both the physical and spiritual realms. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Beloved ancestors, those who have gone before, we ask your guidance and aid this night and at all times. Join us as we welcome back regrowth and renewal of the earth and the awakening of the animals, as we look forward to warmer nights and longer days once again. Join with us as we celebrate the love of family and the gifts and traditions you have forged for us. O beloved ones, with love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Oh God, we call on you tonight in your form as young lover of the goddess. We bid you join us here in this place and time as you walk through the world, connecting with the forests and the animals, awakening your curiosity and new desires. Join us as we honor the awakening of the earth and the return of seeing the world fresh and new. You are the young lover reawakened, as well with curiosity and unending energy. Grant us the faith and courage to go forth down paths not traveled before. Embolden us to embrace the new ideas and change that has come over the last season. Show us a clear path forwards over the bridge to the place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far, to make plans, and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, God, as we honor you in this sacred festival. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
O Goddess, we call you tonight in your form as Maiden of the Awakening. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Please join us as we honor the awakening of spring. You are the maiden, awakening to the newly fertile earth. Being roused by the change and filled with curiosity and desire, you, by your mere presence, reignite the beauty of nature. Embolden us to embrace the coming changes. Show us a clear path forward, over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Join us, Goddess, as we honor you in this sacred festival. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail
and welcome.
Tonight, we celebrate Ostara.
And at Ostara, we embrace the return of the greening of the earth. We embrace the joy of our lives and celebrate it with our families and friends, knowing the seeds we plant will bloom beautifully with the fullness of spring. So, smile warmly and often, even at people we don't know. Practice random acts of kindness and spread love into the world wherever you go. Ostara is a time for childlike joy and carefree frolicking in the fields, a time to turn the earth and plant your new garden in anticipation of the coming harvest. Time to let go of what once was, a time to look forward to what will be. Now is the time to lay stone foundations for new bridges, bridges to new paths forward. To take what has been learned, what has made you better, stronger, and shed new light on the path and follow it forward. A time to allow the God and Goddess to guide you to your own rebirth of a better, stronger you yet to come. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Tonight, we will participate in a guided meditation. We will experience the joy and beauty of the Holy One. We will seek to bring balance and the new energies of spring into our lives. We will seek them out to help us reignite the dormant fires of desire and curiosity as we watch the earth spring back to life around us. As always, we will experience the presence of the Holy Ones and feel filled with their divine light.
Now everyone needs to take a deep breath in. Fill yourself with energy and love and let it out with all the stress. Another deep cleansing breath in and exhale all the stress. Now close your eyes. Find a comfortable position. This may be seated in a comfortable chair, on the floor, or lay back on a cushion. Listen to the rhythms of your body. And as you listen and become one with those rhythms, you'll experience a sensation of floating. Allow yourself to float weightless, relax. Enjoy the sensation. You are free of the body. And as you float, you notice that the environment around you is changing. And as it changes, you become aware that you are seated in a circle of benches, in a clearing in the woods. In the center of the clearing is a compass on the ground, pointing to the four directions and the four cross quarters. You see the path now that leads off to the east, and you follow it. You'll also note that you are dressed in a simple robe, wearing sandals, with the ground that appeared covered with snow is now clear and dry, and the grass seems to almost grow as you watch it. You can now feel the grass as it tickles against your ankles as you follow the path. Smell the clear, fresh air, the slight warmth, almost a sweetness on the air, and it feels awake. It feels like a stretch, as if rising from a slumber. You hear animals scurry now in the grass that seems even longer than it was a moment ago. And you realize the world is waking up. And life is returning. As you follow the path, you see a bridge ahead. A stone bridge that crosses a creek. Step up onto the bridge and pause at the top. Look down into the creek. See the clear, crisp water. The very lifeblood of the goddess as it flows. Hear it as it dances and splashes on the rocks. Feel the mist and the spray, the coolness on your face. And you realize that the sun is shining and that it is warm. And life is returned. After you've basked in the sun and the spray for just a moment, see now on the rail all of the burdens, all of the stresses, all of the junk you've been carrying with you. See it all materialize. You can see boxes or packages or a bunch of rocks, whatever it is that symbolizes burden. See it there, all piled up on the rail of the bridge. You might even notice that there are more rocks or more packages there than you realize, because the goddess knows your burdens. And when all of your burdens are there on the ledge, there on the rail, smile to yourself and push them into the creek. Let them fall. See the water, see the goddess as she surrounds them and absorbs them and takes them away. They're her burdens now. She's lifted them from you. You can now enter the realms of the Holy Ones free, taking nothing with you but love and light and excitement. Continue across the bridge, and as you do so, you notice that the grass is even higher. And it's so impossibly green and fresh and new. Flowers seem to appear almost as if you watch them bloom. And you begin to notice animals, pairs of them, a male and female rabbit, prairie dogs, off to the other side. You see pairs of birds in the branches of the trees as you now pass into the woods. And the hardwoods are beginning to bud. and you see flowering fruit trees just beginning to bloom. On one side of the path, all is still dark, and on the other side, all is now light. And you realize that you're walking a path balanced between light and dark, the equinox. And we are reminded to bring balance into our lives, even as the earth awakens. As the path curves slightly to the left, it opens up into a field. And off in the distance on either side, you see people beginning to turn the earth and work in the field, preparing for the planting. And on the far side of the field, you see a young couple. The lover god and the goddess in her form of maiden, the older maiden, the awakened maiden. They're fresh with youth and energy and passion and curiosity. And they are beckoning to you. Turn now from the path and make your own way across the field. A new way, your way. You feel the grass again as it tickles at your ankles, almost hugging your legs. And you again feel that sense of awakening and that stretch and yawn as the earth rouses from its slumber. You push through the grass, again, making your own path. And you notice that there are benches. As you approach the god and the goddess, have no preconceived notions of how they appear. Let the maiden and the lover appear to you in a way that is appropriate to you. And just let it be. Now have a seat with them on the bench. And listen as they speak. They will talk about plans, your plans. They know your heart. They will give you advice and counsel. Listen respectfully as they tell you what you need to know about the coming growing seasons. After you've received your message, the goddess reaches into a pouch at her belt, reaches in, and pulls out a gift. This gift may make sense to you now, or it may be something you need to meditate on. You may see it clearly, or you may come to learn what it is in meditations later. But in any case, it is something that is appropriate to your plan. Now the god reaches into the pouch at his side and pulls out a gift. Again, this may be something that you understand. It may not even be something that you see. It may be something that will come to you as you meditate later. But know that this is appropriate and an important tool for accomplishing the goals and your plans for the season. You sit for a few more moments and listen as they give you more guidance. You may hear words. You may have just a simple knowing. The message may be clear or something that will come to you as you meditate. You know now it is time to return. The god and the goddess, the young lover and the maiden stand. They embrace you. And you feel that excitement and passion of youth fill you. You are empowered to carry out your plans. Again, they embrace you. They kiss you on the cheek. And you know it is time to return. Strike out again across the empty field. See the animals in pairs as they come up and watch you pass. Chirping or chittering or barking. Happily at your presence, move back toward the path and into the woods, curving slightly back around to the right. Come out of the forest and cross the bridge back to the circle. And you sit quietly on the circle of benches there with the compass and look at your gifts. Contemplate their meaning. Contemplate your plans and all that you have learned tonight. Now time to return to our bodies. And on the count of three, we will be returned. One, we've become aware of our bodies in the rooms where we were. Two, we slide back into our body and stretch into it like putting on a suit of clothes and feel its weight. We wiggle our fingers. And three, we are fully returned and fully conscious in the room where we began. We are back.
Goddess, God, ancestors, and gathered beings of light, we have been blessed with your wisdom and guidance, messages, gifts granted, and bridges built to new places in our hearts and minds. We are grateful for all these and more. We ask that you continue to guide us towards seeking our personal truths, and look upon us with kind eyes. May we always see and feel your light in our lives and hear your song in our hearts. So mote it be.
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 O goddess, maiden of the awakening, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night, as we celebrate balance and rebirth. Indeed, we thank you at all times. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us to help us to listen, for we know that you are ever with us. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail
and
farewell.
God, young lover of the goddess, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night as we celebrate balance and rebirth, now and at all times. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us, and help us to listen, for we know you are ever with us. We offer you our love and our respect. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail
and
farewell.
Beloved ones, we thank you for being with us and aiding us in this celebration of rebirth and balance. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us and help us to listen. We know you are ever with us. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And
farewell.
And
farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
The circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry we part. And Mary, we shall meet again. Blessed be. All right. Let us all take a few moments to ground in whatever way we usually do that. And while we do that, we're going to listen to Darv the Bard sing about pagan ways. And we'll come back and talk with the ritualists about tonight's ritual and take maybe some comments from the chat room. Thank you all for lending your energy to this ritual tonight. It was amazing. So stick around, and we'll come back and talk about it right after this. Again, Pagan Ways by Darv the Bard. Stick around.
Drinking from the grail, that the truth is. Listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, where we believe that all manifestations of the divine are valid. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with us. Join us nightly at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for a wide variety of programming. If you miss one of our shows, there are plenty of places to catch up. Every show is archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN. Look for the on-demand shows. They are available as a free podcast download on iTunes and now available free on the TuneIn Radio application and website. Follow us on Twitter at SURN_ORG and on Facebook. Each of our shows has a Facebook presence so that you can keep abreast with what is going on. If you have any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, complaints, or compliments, you may send those to the station management by emailing surn.org@gmail.com. On Thursday nights, Onyx and Terry discuss questions that have been sent in by you, the listeners. If you have a question you want them to discuss, please send it to the station's email address. If you'd like credit for the question, please let us know in the email. For more information about our network, please click over to www.spiritualunityradionetwork.org. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we humbly thank you for that.
You're listening to Lord Terry's Power Hour on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. back to Lord Terry.
And welcome back. This is Reverend Terry Power, and this is the Power Hours. And let's see, we have had, for anyone that's just joining us during the break, we have had our O-Star on-air ritual. And it's time to go through the list and talk to the ritualists and get your thoughts and comments. I'm going to start with my lady. I've got everybody in order here in the queue, and I'm just going to take you in the order you are in the queue. So, Robin.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Actually was during the meditation, the guided meditation, I was very relaxed and very sort of deeply fell into it. I could feel the energy. You know, we have such a constant working group now with these rituals. It's so nice because I'm really getting to be able to pick their energy out. And it's just so nice to be able to reach out and see them and feel them there. And it just was a really relaxing, peaceful meditation for me this week. There were no big gifts. There was no big advice. It was just all about just peace and de-stressing and relaxing. It's been a difficult couple of days for me, and with getting laid off at work, and I think I just needed a mental break, and I took it. And maybe that was the gift.
That sounds like a pretty good gift. Yeah, I thought that I was going to have to reach over and shake you and get you to do the blessing there at the end. You didn't seem like you came back.
Yeah, I was. I didn't want to come back.
Well, I can understand that one. Yeah, I actually felt the yawn and the stretch as I was talking about it. It was pretty amazing. So, Onyx, what were your experiences tonight?
Well, as always, it was a wonderfully done ritual. The ritual leaders and the ritualists were all spot on, and I always really appreciate being a part of the team in that. Tonight was a good, relaxing, and refreshing meditation for me. Things fell into focus that have not been in focus. I got a clearer outlook on the larger picture. And one of the things that came to me was not necessarily was a vision. It wasn't, an item, as generally it is with me. But I saw a path, and I think I know where that path leads. And very definitely falls in with the nature of the season as well. It was very nice. Thank you all. Thank everyone who participated, whether by voice or by energy out there in Radio Land. Thank you for having me and let me be a part of it.
Well, thank you for being a part of it. Thanks to everyone. Onyx touched on something that I was going to say afterward, but now that he's mentioned it, tonight was flawless. You guys were amazing. I mean, not a hiccup through the whole thing. Everybody was on their marks. Everybody knew their job. The switchboard cooperated tonight. Everything was just amazing. And thank you all.
Switchboard cooperated. Switchboard cooperated. Thank goodness for miracles, right? And I want to say a small one when it comes to Blog Talk Radio.
We worked the hiccups out before we got here because things were not working on this end before we started.
And don't worry, it's not over yet.
the way the technology works with Blog Talk, it's you can check it and double check it and triple check it and quadruple check it, and 80% of the time something's still going to go wrong in the deck.
Yeah,
tonight it was working well. It is a blessing.
Yeah. So, Cheryl, what were your experiences tonight?
I was much more relaxed when I came out the end of the ritual than when I started. Mostly when I pushed those big burdens off the bridge that were not in the form of rocks or boxes. And the gifts I got were interesting. The goddess handed me a chain. And the god handed me a cutter. So it's like, yeah, you know, you're the source of your own problems sometimes. And it was the chains that bind you. Just get rid of the chains. So that was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. You know,
well,
kind of
tells
me.
Like a good question.
Yeah, I think.
That was a cosmic 3x4 moment there.
Yeah, it's like, you know, why waste your energy on something that really doesn't matter? Like getting upset over something, and, you know, it's like, does it really matter? And if it doesn't, why are you wasting your energy on worrying about it? So let it go, was what I got told.
All right.
I was told once, and I'm not sure, I haven't researched the quote or not, but I believe it was Roy Rogers, said worrying is like paying on a debt that may never come due.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Vega, what were your experiences?
Really relaxing, really gentle, and surprising. The gift and the tool I was given was stuff I've been carrying around for years. That was unexpected. It was a book and a pen.
Oh, put into use.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, I think that was the message is, yeah. Stop procrastinating. And
right.
There you have it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I felt the awakening, you know, the quickening of the earth, the excitement, and you know, while it was at one point or in one way relaxing, just like everybody else is talking about, I felt an excitement.
Yeah,
a sense of anticipation. It's like, it's time to go. All right, you know, and that kind of waking up on the morning that you're planning to start a trip, and that excitement and energy that comes with everything's ready to start. We've been talking about it, we've been planning it, we've been preparing for it, and now it's time to go. It's time. And that was the feeling I came away from it with. It was just this amazing sense of anticipation and excitement. And I started the ritual feeling very tired, physically. You know, as Robin said, it's been a stressful couple of days. And I came out of it with a whole lot more energy than I went into it with. So I'm honored once again that everybody found meaning and what they needed in our simple ritual here and in the meditations. It's like Robin said, you're building a group here, and the energies are becoming more and more gelled together. The we that we create using Onyx's word egregore. We are building our own sense of usness. And that energy is growing and becoming very real. And it's wonderful, and the feeling of family when we come together for these rituals is comfortable. And I want to thank you guys for all of that.
Well, we appreciate that you guys write these rituals for us to do.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, my lady does all the heavy lifting. I just take a journey and take you guys along, so I got the easy part.
Yeah, you're always tripping, Terry. Was that my out loud voice? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now, what did you say?
I said, yeah, you're always tripping, Terry.
That's it. That's right. I take a trip and never leave the farm. That's right. but seriously, it's amazing and wonderful to be able to do these. And all of the people that listen out there and that have lent their energy as well, the people that that share the chat room with us, that share the lives, and those that lend their energy when they participate in the archive and listen to them again later. Everyone mm-hmm. that participates adds their energy.
Absolutely.
And it's growing and building and becoming very distinct. And the feeling of love and family that comes with it is unmistakable and is very comforting. So I just want to thank you all. And I do want to thank Robin for writing all of the callings and the openings and all of the wonderful stuff that she does.
Oh, thank you.
I'm blessed to have you as my partner.
Thank you. Me too.
And I'd like to add my thanks to both of you as well.
Oh, thanks. I have to admit I enjoy writing the rituals.
Do I hear a kitty cat in the background somewhere?
Yes, my cat. For some reason, every time I sit down at my computer desk, thinks he's supposed to be in my lap.
Yeah.
He's only been with us a short time. This is a cat that it was like one of the coldest days we had here on record. It was like negative 12 degrees, and I went out side of my office where I was working in Williamsport, opened the dumpster to put the garbage in, and there was the cat in the garbage.
Aww.
And he came to me and I brought him home. So he's been with us since. And I really thought he would be like freaked out and traumatized. No, he is so thrilled to be warm and to be in a house where people pet him and play with him. And he loves Terry.
I hear the little mew and it's like it warms my heart.
Aww.
And it's so quiet, but it just, because mine is sitting up on the printer here and the other one, don't know where he's hiding,
mm-hmm.
but it's just a sound that came in and gave a calmness that mm-hmm. I could hear in the background.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, he was trying to be part of ritual there for a while.
I'm glad he has a forever home.
My lap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, when I'm home, he will come flying across the room. And 6 feet away, he will launch mm-hmm. and land on my chest and put his face right up against my nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, he adores Terry.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, both of our cats are rescues, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I couldn't believe it. It was so pathetic when I lifted the, you know, lid to the dumpster and I hear, meow, meow, and I'm like, what? So I think he may have gotten in there and then he couldn't get out. So,
probably.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he's warm and safe.
Yeah. Poor thing when I picked him up. Yes.
Sounds like he's got a good home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if he can just get along with the dog, we'd be good.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
Once they sort out the order. Yeah.
The dog just looks at him like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Brought that home? How dare you?
Exactly. Yeah.
The dog wants to play with her. The dog wants to play with the cat, and the cat is still part of it.
Well, you know, the cat does that, you know, wreck the halls and blame the doggy, fa-la-la-la-la.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we are at the top of the hour, so again, thanks to everyone who has been here and participated. You guys are amazing. Any last little thoughts anybody wants to throw in?
I would like to mention one thing, if I may. One of our normal ritualists that comes in, Jolene, is kind of under the weather this evening. So anyone who would like, I'm sure she would appreciate anything that can be pushed her way to bring her out of this. So,
all right. We'll do that. All right. Well, yes, sir. I guess I should point out that if you need to get in touch with me or any of the cast and crew here, you can email us at cern.org@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, Rev Terry Power HP, or find Little Stone Bridge Pathworking Facebook page. And littlestonebridge@gmail.com. is a good email address to use for me and Robin. We both checked that email. And my lady, was there any way you wanted to tell people to additionally?
Upcoming on the spiritual wellness and physical health, I actually got a very exciting message the other day that Sue Menaheim is going to be coming on. She's been a friend of mine for years, and she's been working with a Peruvian shaman for the last few years. And she's going to be a guest. I have yet to have a date from her, but I'm really excited about that. So that should be very cool.
I'm excited, too, and I want to know when she's going to invite us to come down.
Me, too. That's going to surely be a big fixture on the show. When can we come to Peru?
Yeah. And we'll do a couple of shows from down there. That'll be fun.
That would be nice.
So anyway, Onyx, go ahead and tell people how to get in touch with you as well and what you've got coming up on your shows.
Tomorrow night on the Soapbox Witch, we're talking Druidry. Who are they? Who were they not? Who are they today? More than you'll probably ever want to know about the Druids. Tomorrow night on the Soapbox Witch, right here on Spiritual Unity Radio Network, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd like for everyone to be here with me. You can get in touch with me by simply going over to ladyofthecircle.org. You can find all the contact information you ever need on me right there, ladyofthecircle.org.
All right. Well, with all of that said, I wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Blessed be, everyone.
Blessed be.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.